Hi, I'm Kathy Smith. Today's program is a 20-20 combo for a total 40-minute workout. This is the right combination of intensity and time to help you maintain even keel with your health numbers. You're in a good place now after buckling down the last couple of months together. Smooth sailing ahead as long as you keep exercising. So let's get to it. In this workout, we'll combine a 20-minute steady-state walking workout that will gradually increase in intensity, followed by 20 minutes of upper body resistance training that will help sculpt and tone the shoulders, back, arms, and core. We'll start with cardio, so have a 20-minute route in mind. I'll tell you more while we warm up. So let's get going. Step it out at a nice, easy pace, walking tall. Now today we're going to do a steady state walking workout. Think of this as a moderate workout with just a little bit of a challenge. These are the days I like to get the blood flowing, recover from some of the harder workouts, replenish my energy, and restore my vitality. When I think about this workout today, it's not about the go-for-broke, gonzo face that you think about. It's more of a happy face, a free-spirited and loving face. Think of this as two small rolling hills where we are consistently keeping our heart rate up. Walking at a level 3 right now, which is mild, it's easy, and it's reasonably effortless. You're warming up your body, you're taking in all the sights, all the sounds, all the smells, and you're just getting ready for your workout. Okay, make this walk today about the new you, trying new things, looking at the world in a fresh and new perspective. You might want to even start small, thinking about just how can you find new ways to move throughout the day. Find one new thing to do this week that's a little different than you did last week. Keep walking it all, take a deep breath in, and exhale. And now let's just think about our posture. Eyes are up, chest is open, shoulders are back and down. Okay, we're moving it up just a notch right now to a level 4. Now remember, on the rate of perceived exertion scale, a level 4 means you're stepping it out, it's moderate, and it's comfortable. And this is still our warm-up. So take it easy, building up some warmth in the body, transitioning now, transitioning physically, mentally, every which way to thinking that this is your time right now just for you. It's so exciting to learn about all the positive effects that exercise has on lifestyle diseases like type 2 diabetes. Remember, a lifestyle disease is related to how you live, what you eat, drink, how you sleep, how you manage stress, in short, how you take care of your body. All of these daily habits and rituals impact your health. So you're in charge however you want to do it, and you can have a positive impact on your body just like you're doing right now. So stay in the path. Stay clear, stay focused, because we're here to walk today and take it to a new level. Now for the next 2 minutes, we're going to pop it up just a little bit more. So take it to a level 4.5, a level 5. And you're probably saying, Kathy, what's a 4.5? A 4.5 is just a little harder than a 4. It's still moderate. It's still middle of the road. It's still happy walking, but it's a little harder than your warm-up. You're just starting to pick up the pace. And I want you to start to notice the difference between a 4, a 4.5, a 5, a 5.5, and a 6. Listen to your body. Listen to the heartbeat. Listen to your breathing. Notice how much you're perspiring. Notice how you're feeling, how your muscles are feeling. Take a minute every single day when you start to work out and check in with your body. How much sleep did you get last night? How hard did you work out yesterday? What did you eat yesterday? All those things impact your workout today. So take a minute to notice how you feel right now. Pay attention to your form, your stride, walking with purpose. Okay, walking along, thinking about our posture. Again, chest open, shoulders back and down, abdominals are engaged. And notice where your eyes are. Are you looking down at your feet? That's the no-no. You want to look ahead at the horizon. It will help keep your chest open so you can breathe long, deep breaths. And right now, I want you to think about the string at the top of your head, somebody pulling you up taller, 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 taller. There you are. Engage those abs. Walk it out. Walking. Walking and burning calories right now. Okay, we're going to take it up just a notch right now. We're moving it up to a level 6. So when you move up to level 6, it's still moderate, but it's a little bit more challenging. So if you wanted to carry on a conversation right now, you'd have a little bit of difficulty. So we're taking it up to a level 6. It's moderate, but still challenging. If you wanted to carry on a conversation right now, you could, but it would definitely require some effort. Take it along. Remember, this is a rolling hills kind of day. You're on a gentle hill right now. Think about your breath. Inhale and exhale. You know, even thinking about the words taking a deeper breath help us to take that relaxation breath. Throughout the day, whenever I'm feeling tense, I inhale and I exhale. Throughout the day, whenever I think about overeating, where I'm thinking, you know, I'm bored, I'm hungry, I want to eat, but I go to something that I really shouldn't be eating, I take a breath, inhale and exhale. And sometimes just 3 breaths in a row helps to slow me down and get me into a place where I can make a better decision. Because life is all about making decisions. And throughout the day, you can either decide to have the chocolate cheesecake or a fresh bowl of strawberries. You're in charge. And sometimes it just takes a little breathing and a little slowing down to make the right choice. So keep it going. Okay, let's pull it back down now. We're going back down to a level 5. This is our happy middle of the road kind of phase. It's what I call our kind of neutral phase. So I have 3 phases when I work out. I have my happy face, which is that's a level 3-4 and kind of a 5. I have my serious face, which is a level 5, 6, and 7. And then you have your gonzo face. And that's that face where you're thinking like you're a karate man or something, and you're just like going for broke. Well, right now we're in a serious, but we've pulled back to that almost a happy face right now. You know, when you're dealing with the issue like type 2 diabetes, exercise is one of the greatest gifts you can give to yourself. Walks like this one right now can help you lose weight, build muscle, strengthen your bones, and improve your cardiovascular system and circulation. And best of all, it is the ultimate de-stressor. You always feel better when you're done. You know that. You've done it enough now. You feel better when you're done. And the benefits of this session will continue to contribute to your overall health. So you'll be feeling better and better and better each day you exercise. So keep up the good work. Take a breath. Think about your posture. Think about your arm swing. Opposite arm, opposite leg, moving along. Okay, 30 seconds left to go before we pick it up a little bit. So in this next 30 seconds, take the time to feel like you're rejuvenating. You're getting your breath. You're getting your focus. Listen to the music. Listen to the beat. Plant that heel. Roll through the foot and push off the toe. And get that heel-toe push in action, because as we pick it up, you're going to need that action to propel you forward. 5 more seconds. 4, 3, 2, and 1. Now, just take it up to a level 6. Remember, this is moderately difficult. It's not gonzo, not going for broke, but you're moving a bit harder and faster. And to do that, you have to think about your form. You have to pump those arms, bend the elbows at a 90-degree angle, making sure as you pump them like pistons, they don't go above your chest or behind your hips. As you plant the heel, you roll through the foot, push off the toe, and really squeeze that glute to propel you forward. That's where you're going to get the speed. When you have the need for speed, you have to work the arms and work the legs, and most importantly, work the core. As you lift up and engage that core and pull everything in, the arms and legs can work better. They can work faster. They work in unison, so keep it going. You have 10 seconds left. 5, 4, 3. Now, guess what? We're going to take it up one more notch right now. Take it up. You're still on this hill. You're going to the top of the hill. You're at a level 7. Now, this is difficult. It's challenging, but it's only a minute. You have 1 minute before we bring it back down. So make it count. Think of the mantra, heel, toe, push, heel, toe, push, heel, toe, push. Now, these are called interval bursts, and they're called bursts for a reason. You're bursting through the barriers. Really feel yourself exploding forward with power, with purpose, and with drive. Propelling yourself forward, and even though you're pushing, remember, make it look effortless. Feel the strength in your abdominals driving you, and let your stride keep you moving. Keep it going. You have 10 seconds left. Come on, you can do it. Push, 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 push. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Great job. Okay, bring it back down to a level 5 now for 2 minutes. Remember, it's a moderate pace. You're still walking like you mean it. You know, I know that making major lifestyle changes can seem overwhelming and even scary sometimes. You're always asking yourself, where do you begin? All of a sudden, you're supposed to do more cardio, lift weights, eat less fat, more fiber, less sugar, more calcium, less soda, drink more water, eat more fiber, on and on and on and on. And that's where focus comes in. Remember, you're in charge, and the most effective strategy for success is to focus your energy on one single healthy habit at a time. Learn that habit, and then move on to the next one. You'll find that you can create healthy habits in a fairly short period of time. And then this new habit becomes automatic. It doesn't even require the effort. And then you move on to that next habit. Nothing motivates you more than success. Nothing motivates you more than overcoming or succeeding at something. Then you want to try the next thing. And that's what we want to do right now. We want to start to think about that next interval coming up. Short, sweet, not too hard. This is a steady kind of day. This is a recovery day. This is a day that you're replenishing everything. You're moving, you're warming up, you're getting your heart rate up, but you're not depleting yourself today. So take a deep breath in and out. And again, in. Start to get your focus for this next interval. And in and out. Shake out the shoulders. Give me a shoulder roll. Let go of any stress that you might have in your body right now. And now, in 5 seconds, we're going to pick it up. Here we go. Let's take it up to a level 6. This is just one little notch above a level 5. So in terms of difficulty, it's not super hard, but you still are concentrating. So when you think about this concept of the new you, what comes to mind? There's no denying that we all have areas we'd like to shape up or we'd like to trade in. But with this media constantly barraging us with these unrealistic and unhealthy ideas of what is the so-called perfect body, whether you're a man or you're a woman, it can get you off track. So it's important to turn down the volume on all that racket and gain some perspective. Our obsession with any sort of like perfect body is not where we're at. We want to be healthy, healthy inside and outside. And right now, you're making yourself a healthier you. Okay, you ready? Let's take it back down to that level 5, that moderate level. Easy does it. But remember, not too easy. Now that we're in the workout, let's really go through a body check from head to toe. Let's think about the eyes straight ahead, chin level with the ground, shoulders back and down, chest open, abdominals engaged, pumping those arms like pistons, up and down, and up and down, and up and down. Heel-toe push with the legs, heel-toe push, heel-toe push. That body check from top to bottom is going to help you burn more calories, tone your muscles, and propel you forward, not only in this walk, but also in your life. Okay, 10 seconds, and we're going to take it back up to that level 6. Here we go. Bring it back up again. Not too difficult, but we're pushing a bit more now. Push it out. Once again, think of this day as rolling hills. We're rolling up and down and up and down and up and down. So on this hill, I want you to think about your arms right now. Focus on your arms. Your arms and legs work in unison. Your arms are bent at a 90-degree angle at the elbow. You have a loose fist. You're swinging your arms forward and back, not side to side. Keeping your elbows close to your sides and visualizing your arms as pistons of a car, moving forward and back, forward and back, forward and back. It should feel natural. And if it doesn't, then you might be exaggerating the motion and trying a little too hard. Just go with what feels right for your body. So as you're walking, picking up the intensity and increasing your speed, think about getting a boost in your energy level. That positive energy you create in your body can become a powerful force for change. Okay, you ready? We're gonna take it up again. Just 1 minute here to a level 7. So really challenging yourself now. 7 is a difficult level, but it's only for 60 seconds. And then we get to slow the pace back down and head home. Keep it going. Now make it count, make it happen right now. This is the biggest challenge of our walk today, so stay in the moment, walk the walk right now. You wanna meet your goal, you wanna get there, you're close to it. It's so short, we're 30 seconds left to go. You can do anything for 30 seconds. And right now, I need you to focus on just picking it up, staying at that level 7. It's difficult, but you can walk it out. You can walk. It's a heel-toe push, pumping action. Everything's moving in unison. You're moving together. You got 10 seconds left. Come on. Last 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Great job. You did it. Bring it back down, right down to that moderate level 5 for 2 minutes. Great job. I'm proud of you. And remember, this is a day for these rolling hills. That was our one big 1 minute push, but the rest is easy breezy. Take it in. Think about replenishing, rejuvenating. Every time you take a breath in, imagine that you're getting a burst of energy. And as you exhale, you're letting out any negative stress in your body. Inhale the positive, exhale the negative. Perfect. Keep it going. So as you're walking it out, start to think about the new you. This concept, the new you, and what does that mean to you? However you define it, whatever your specific health goals may be, make sure that they're positive ones. Because being the new you should be about celebrating who you are inside and out. Every time I work with somebody with an exercise program, I emphasize the importance of positive body image. Not only for your mental and emotional health, but because you can't underestimate the little voice that drives you out the door in the morning for a walk, or a workout, or a yoga class. If that voice is negative, chances are good that you're not going to work out. You're going to avoid it, which leads you to giving up completely. You want to shift that voice to a positive voice, getting you out there for the health benefits, for the joy, for the working out, for the energy that you get from your workouts. So keep it going. We're going to pull it back just a little bit more to a level 4 for this last minute. And just focus on our breath. Inhaling, and exhaling. Inhaling and exhaling. Inhaling and going back to that voice and making sure you can teach that voice to sing a different tune. When you start to train that voice to say, I want to get out there because it feels good to do what I'm doing right now, you're going to keep coming back for more. You're going to start to love the skin you're in, and that's going to make a huge difference in your life. Keep it going. Last few seconds here. We got 10 seconds left. So just start to pull it back and get ready now for the 20-minute strength training upper body circuit. So it's time to focus on that upper body. Great job. For this part of the combo workout, we're going to spend the next 20 minutes on upper body training. You're going to need a light and medium set of weights. I recommend 5 to 8 pound weights. You'll also need an armless, sturdy chair and a carpeted surface or mat. We're going to do a workout that looks like this. 1 minute of an upper body move, 30 seconds of a cardio move, and 30 seconds to recover. Now the recovery is going to be walking in place, and that's where I'm going to set up the next move. We're going to repeat this pattern on every single cycle. Before you know it, the workout's over. I love this type of workout because there's never time to get bored. Plus, you'll have worked all your muscles in such a short period of time. Okay, you ready? Let's get started. We're going to start with upright rows. So let's start by targeting the shoulders, upper back, and also the biceps. Stand with your feet hip-width apart. Pick up a medium set of dumbbells. Hold your dumbbells in your hands on the outside of your thighs, arms straight down, and palms facing the rear. Now bend your elbows and pull the weights up until they come up to chest level. Your elbows should be about even with your shoulders and wrist straight. Lower them back down. So here we go for 1 minute. Take it up, lower down. Take it up, lower down. Squeeze the back as you bring the weights up, and now lower down, up and down. Keep it going at your own pace. Each time you bring it up, squeeze the back together as you bring the weights to your chest. Keep the wrist straight. You're halfway there. Keep it going. Up and down. Good form. Control it both up and control it down. Inhale and exhale. Working the shoulders, working the back, working the bicep. 10 more seconds. Okay, great. Put the weights down. And now, let's just go into a light jog. So what I want you to do is just in place, get those knees up and just jog. Up and down and up and down. If you don't like bouncing up and down, just do a very fast walk. Let's go. It's just for 30 seconds. You're pounding it out. Come on. Getting that heart rate, keeping it up there. And jogging, and jogging, and jogging. 10 more seconds. Push it, push it, push it. Push it. Push it. Okay, start to walk it out. Good job. Okay, the next exercise we're going to do, keep walking it out. I'm just going to describe this next exercise. It's bicep curls with rotation. So with this one, you're going to be standing there. Arms are going to be down to your side. We're going to be working those arms, working those biceps. So keep walking it out. Keep recovering. And now I want you to go and pick up a heavy set of weights. Now bend your elbows and rotate your arms so your palms are facing up. And now lower the arm down and your palms face back to your thighs. Let's keep it going. 1 minute. Up and down. And bend and release. Inhale. Exhale. Control the motion in both directions. Bending your elbows, lifting your weights towards your shoulders, and then lowering down. Take it at your own pace. Try not to swing the weight up and down. Control it. Keep the wrist neutral throughout the movement. You don't want to bend the wrist. You're just rotating as you come up. Rotate in as you go down. Rotate out as you come up. Rotate in as you go down. Keep the shoulders back and down and the chest is lifted. Maintain that good posture throughout the entire move. Try not to lean forward or arch your back. Keep the motion going, working the bicep, working the front of the arm, working the shoulders, stabilizing throughout the whole move. You have 10 more seconds. You got it. Keep it going. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Great job. Put the weights down and let's move into cardio. Alternating knees. Bring the right knee up, then the left, then the right, and then the left. To add more intensity, bring the arms overhead. As the knee comes up, pull those arms down. Alternate side to side. You just have that 30 seconds we're going for. Getting that heart rate up, burning more calories, keeping this really moving along. The same time we're burning calories, we're toning the upper body, we're sculpting the shoulders, the back, the arms. It's a great workout. Keep it going. Keep breathing, keep breathing, keep breathing. Start to walk it out now. As you're walking it out and recovering, catch your breath. Think about this. Our next move is going to be a standing tricep extension. You're going to need a little lighter weight for this one. And for this one, we're going to be working the back of the arm, the opposing muscle group. We worked the bicep, now we're moving into the tricep. Keep walking. 10 more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pick up your light to medium set of weights. Stand with your feet hip width apart. Knees are slightly bent. Hold the two dumbbells overhead. Arms in alignment. The elbows are pointing to the ceiling. And now extend the arms to the ceiling. Bend the arms so as the weights come down by your ears, palms are facing in. And again, extend the weight up. We're going for 1 minute. Take it down and up. Bend the elbows, lower the dumbbell, and now extend it up. Lower the dumbbells to the ears to that 90 degrees, and then extend it up. Each time, squeeze the tricep. Straighten the arms and squeeze the tricep. It's bend, straighten. Bend, straighten. Don't lock out the elbow. Keep it going. Keep it going. Keep it going. Last one. Okay, put it down and take out your imaginary jump ropes and start to jump rope 30 seconds. Here we go. Jumping and jumping. Okay, imagine you're a boxer. Imagine you're training and you got that jump rope. It's going around and around and you can jump on one foot or the other, go side to side or do a double jump on both feet. Now, if you don't like coming off the ground, just go up on your toes and jump it and jump it and jump it. Keep going. Burning those calories. 10 more seconds here. Come on, push it. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And walk it back out again. Take 30 seconds to recover right now. Catch your breath. I know it's tough, but this is an effective workout. So walk it out. Catch your breath. The next exercise we're going to do is going to take you down to the floor. For this one, we're going to be doing chest flies. So you want to have a light to medium weight. Okay, ready? Keep walking. Keep walking. 5, 4, 3. Take a deep breath. Okay, let's take it to the floor and lie on your back. You can place a firm pillow behind your upper back. Knees are bent and feet are flat on the floor. Hold the weights over the chest with the palms facing each other. Now, keeping the elbows slightly bent, lower the arms to the sides and down until they're level with the chest. Keep the elbows in that fixed position. And now squeeze the chest to bring the arms back up to that starting position. We're going to go for 1 minute. Here we go. Take it down and squeeze it together. The chest fly and squeeze. Lower down and now squeeze the arms back up. So the elbows never move. They're in a fixed position. And what you're doing is you're lowering and lifting the weight. I sometimes think about this like hugging a tree. You come together, you hug a tree, and then you lower it back down. And up and lower down, working the chest, working the shoulders. Take it all the way down and press it all the way up. You're halfway there. Keep it going. Breathing in and exhaling as you do the move and come together. In and squeeze and find the chest muscle as you come together. In and exhale as you come together. Keep it going. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, put the weights down and let's move into mountain climbers for our cardio. So get yourself in a plank position, like the top of a push-up. Hands are directly under the shoulders, legs are behind you. And now what I want you to do is alternate bringing your right knee in toward your chest and now the left leg, exchanging legs at an even pace like you're climbing a mountain. And right and left and right. Go at a pace that's right for you. Try to keep the intensity there though. Right and left and right and left and mountain climber. So you're in that plank position. The legs are going in and out, right and left, right and left, right and left. Keep it going. Keep it going. Almost there. Give me 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, let's take it into cat-cow. So recover for the next 30 seconds by just moving into all fours. And now round the spine and then reverse it. And arch and look up to the ceiling. And exhale and round the spine, drop the pelvis, round the back, drop the head. And now look up to the ceiling. Give me 2 more like that. The next exercise is going to be a dumbbell chest press. Keep it going. Rounding the spine and looking up to the ceiling. And now last one, round the spine. And now come back to a neutral position. And now let's take it back to the floor on our backs, making sure you have light to medium dumbbells for our chest press. As you're lying on the floor, place a firm pillow behind your upper back. Begin with the weights in each hand, arms straight up over your chest, palms facing forward. Bend the elbows, lower the arms out and down until the elbows touch the ground. Arms should be like goalposts right now. Okay, press the weights back up without locking the elbows and bring them close together. Here we go for a minute. Take it down and press it up. Elbows come down to your goalpost and press it up. Elbows touch down and press up. Down and up. In this chest press, we're working the chest, we're working the shoulders, we're working the triceps. Keep it going. Control the movement up and control it down. Your knees are bent and feet flat on the floor, protecting your back. Shoulders relaxed, neck long. It feels good right now. You're pressing and using the chest and coming down. And press it up and lowering down. You have 10 seconds left. And 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, put the weights down. And now for your cardio move, we're going to do some kayaking. So get that imaginary kayak out. Sit upright with your knees bent, feet on the floor, chest is lifted. Lift your feet off the floor, balancing on your lower part of your seat. Tuck your knees into your chest. Place your hands either on the floor behind you or right in front of your chest. And here we go. Swivel side to side. 30 seconds. And side to side. Opposite arms, opposite legs, swiveling using your waist. Move your hands in opposition to your legs as if you're rowing a kayak. Keep your chest lifted and your spine long. Keep swiveling side to side. 10 more seconds here. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, sitting upright, knees bent, we're going to recover with a modified V-sit. Holding on the back of your thighs, lean slightly back, engage your abdominals, and hold yourself there in that position. If possible, release one hand and then the other. Recover your energy for the next 30 seconds and prepare for the next exercise. Hold that V-sit. Chest is up, shoulders are back and down. Lean a little further back to engage the abdominals. Now our next exercise is going to be the dumbbell pullover. So hold this V-sit for another 10 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, for this next exercise, I want you to pick up a heavier weight. Lie on your back with your knees bent, feet directly underneath your knees. Place a pair of light to medium weights on your hips. Now lift your hips off the floor, forming a straight line from your knees to your shoulders. Bring the dumbbell straight up over the chest, arms slightly bent. Keeping the body weight stable and tight, slowly lower the weight behind your head, keeping the elbows slightly bent. Now pull the weight back over your head by contracting your abs and the back muscles to the starting position above your chest. Okay, we're going for a minute. Lower the weight behind you, and now engage the abs and the back muscle and bring the weight overhead right above your chest. Now lower the weights behind you, and now bring them right over your chest. Keep this movement going. Take them back and bring them forward. Inhale back, exhale forward. Inhale back, exhale, bring it forward. Control the motion back, don't arch the back, bring it forward. Make sure that you take it only far enough back that it feels good on your shoulders, and then engage the abs and bring it forward. Take it back, engage the abs, engage the back, and bring it forward. Keep those hips off the floor in a straight line. 10 more seconds here, working the back, working the shoulders, working the abs. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Lower the hips down, place the weights down, roll over to your side, come on up to standing position. We're going to be doing a hamstring curl as a cardio move. So here we go. Feet shoulder width apart, and now kick the right foot behind you and then the left. Bend the knees as the legs go right and left and right and left. Time to bring up the energy, time to burn some calories and bring up the intensity. Keep it going, right and left, hamstring curls. We're standing, we're pushing, we're burning the calories. It's short, it's quick, so make it count right now. Push it for 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and just walk it out. Catch your breath, keep feet moving. I don't want those feet to stop. Keep them moving, keep them moving. Okay, our next move is going to be a reverse fly. So keep the legs moving. Catch your breath. Bring the heart rate back down again. Keep it going. Nice and easy, pumping those arms. Give me 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, grab a light set of weights and sit on the edge of the chair for reverse fly. Hinge forward from your hips so your upper torso hangs over your thighs, with your arms hanging down by your sides, with a slight arc to your elbows and palms are facing in. You got it? Keeping the back straight and the abs engaged, we're going to lift the arms up and out to the sides to shoulder level, squeezing the shoulder blades together for 1 minute. Here we go. Take it up, lower it down. Lift it out to the side and lower your arms back down. Lift it out, keeping a slight bend in the elbow, up to the side, shoulder level, and lower down, right to the starting position. Up and lower down. Lift it up to shoulder level, don't strain. Up and down. Remember to keep your back straight and your abs engaged. Lifting it up and lowering it down. And up and lower down. Lift it up, lower down, and lift it up, lower down. Keep it going. 10 more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold it up there. Slowly lower those weights down. And now drop the weights to the floor and let's stand back up for another cardio. Let's do hot potatoes. Now, remember this move? We've done it before. Just imagine there's hot coals on your feet and you just have to go speedy, 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 up and down, moving those feet as fast as you can. It's only 30 seconds, so you can go for it. Keep it going. Go, go, go. Burn the calories. Make it count right now. Almost there. Keep it going. Don't forget to breathe. Inhale. Exhale, inhale, 10 seconds, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Just walk it out. Catch your breath now. Bring the heart rate back down again. get your breathing in line. We're going to take it one last exercise down the floor, so march it out for another 15 seconds. Okay, keep it walking. So that was it. What a great workout. Sculpting the upper body, the biceps, the triceps, the shoulders, the back, the chest, all in just 20 minutes. And guess what? Burning calories galore while we're doing it. I love this workout. So just bring the heart rate down. Just keep walking it out and recover. Remember, at the end of this workout, you can do some stretches. You can go to our website and do some more stretches. You've walked today. You've strengthened today. So this would be a good day to stretch. Okay, good job. Okay, that's it. You're done. Now today you're taking control, and I'm so proud of you for that. Remember, losing 5 to 10 pounds can help prevent or even reverse any complications you're experiencing due to diabetes. If you need a minute or two to walk it out, please do so. And don't forget those stretches at our website. Till next time.